few of them, I think we're going to have to word of prayer and then get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time, so thankful for this day, for this Lord's Day, and the opportunity that we had this morning to worship you. We pray that all that was done in accordance with your will. This time, as we are meeting as men of this congregation to discuss various issues, we and make decisions, we ask that you would be with us, that you would give us the wisdom to do the things that are necessary to be most beneficial to your kingdom and the furtherance of it. We ask that you would be with us in that and help us to give preference to one another and show the love towards each other that we should. We ask all these things through your Son's name. Amen. All right, just an update on finances, quarterly report. This is the last couple months. Any questions about this? Anybody ask? Yes, Justin.
Did you put the Zimbabwe benevolence
under Marion
instead of under benevolence?
I did, because when I put it in the system, I went ahead and sent his. So it was only one transaction. I just added it to his support when I sent him the check. So that's why the outside preacher for Admire is 1728, because that's the, I think it's $64 for the $800 we send. So 64, that's 120, yeah. So that'd be the 128 plus the 1600. That's why that's that way. Any other questions? All right, so don't have a lot on the agenda today. The main thing that we pushed over from Wednesday was to discuss the moving of the Lord's Supper to a later time in the 9 o'clock hour. There are some who have some issues with that, and my suggestion, unless anybody, you know, we can talk about that and we can give our reasons and everything, but if nobody is really strong on really wanting that to be moved to the 9 o'clock hour, that was just a preference to possibly make it a little more easier for some. I think those that we were considering weren't even here this morning. But my suggestion is we just forget about it and just keep it the way it is. Does anybody have an objection to just keeping it the way it is for now?
I don't have an objection, but I do have a question.
Okay.
And it doesn't really have to do with moving the Lord's Supper. It actually has to do with moving the announcement. For those that are only coming to the 9 a.m. hour, they're not really hearing the announcements that are being announced.
Right.
Because of the 11 o'clock hour. Could we move the announcements to the 9 o'clock hour?
Well, the reason for the announcements being at the 11 o'clock hour, you know, when we first discussed all these things, and the 11 o'clock or the 9 o'clock hour, we wanted to be able to get as much into it as we could, and with the realization that we've got a hard deadline for it. You know, that 9:50, we need to be done so that we can move to classes. And so the thinking of having the announcements in the 11 o'clock hour is that's, you know, kind of, it's not a part of the worship, you know, it's an addition to it. Well, not an addition to the worship, but it's an addition to the hour. And if we do happen to run a few minutes over in the 11 o'clock hour, that's fine, because we're done when we're finished. But we can't really do that at the 9 o'clock. And then also, now that we are doing the Lord's Supper at the 9 o'clock, that adds another thing to that 9 o'clock hour that we didn't have before, which we took out a couple of songs to accommodate that. But that's the reasoning for that. Plus, we have a lot of the announcements going on the screen. We have the bulletin. We've got the personal worksheet. And so that's why we did that. Josh?
And this, the move to the 9 o'clock hour is just temporary until we get back to normal, correct?
Correct. But we do still have some that, at least one that I know of, that has been leaving after the 9 o'clock hour.
Right. And then I was going to mention that in addition to, not that I want to, we didn't incorporate that for now, but I just food for thought. I know my brother and sister-in-law came last Sunday and also missed the Lord's Supper. They know now. So, but just something to bear in mind.
We are
a little odd. We don't start at scriptural 9:30.
Right. Well, and that is a a negative to that is the visitors. But, you know, one thing we can do, a lot of times the visitors that we know are coming, you know, family things. So, you know, I blame you for them not knowing that. But, you know, we can, you know, kind of try to keep a mind of that and let them know, hey, we're...
We put it ostensibly on the website as well as it being on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they knew we started it, not, they just didn't know that we didn't offer it.
And it is, yeah. But Rick, does that satisfy you as far as that one? Because we can open it up if you want, but
I prefer it either way. I just was asking.
Okay, yeah.
But one of the things we did, we even said to streamline the announcements because it is a 3-hour block. So we're asking that the only announcements to be announced from the pulpit would be the ones that aren't already on the screen or already on the in the bulletin.
Okay.
So we're trying to get everybody to go to the bulletin and the screen to see those things.
So the one new thing that I had, does anybody have any objections to starting the Bible drill up again for the little ones after the 11 o'clock hour? I'd like to start that up again. I think Bruce Stiller is not here, and it would include your kids. But what we did was, once the final prayer is said, the kids would gather up here on the pew, and I've got a PowerPoint, and some of the dads kind of shared month to month doing it, but just asking them questions, Bible questions about that. But I would like to get that started up again. Does anybody have any objections to doing that? Okay, we'll start that next Sunday. And is there any new business? Because that is all that I have for today.
I'm trying to reschedule Mickey Galloway for the spring of 2021, right?
2022.
Yeah, we've got 21 taken care of, but spring of 22 is open, so... I've sent him an email about it. He's not gotten back with me yet, but hopefully we'll be able to do that with him.
Anything else? All right. I think that was a record. Appreciate it, guys.